family. Brothers have been so put down, can't get a job. Whoever you point at, you got something wrong with your life. Something wrong with that. It ain't natural.
It's Sextastic Tuesday.
Fucking stick my little finger in my fucking dick hole.
That thing ain't got no feeling in it.
Eat your dick. We've been fucking bouncing balls.
It's destroying us.
Eat that ass, bitch.
No wonder your behind is bleeding.
How are you with lube jobs? Lube jobs?
Yeah.
Your butt ain't made for that.
Jack that fucker up.
Slap some grease on your behind.
Fuck me.
Everybody in here got something wrong with them, and both of them ugly. It takes a screw and a nut. And another screw.
Hey, freaks, it's Tuesday, April 21st, 2009. Coming up on the program today, letting your dad drink your breast milk, plus attack with a deadly stiletto, and crotch burns courtesy of Alexander Hamilton. All of this plus a brand new edition of Sextastic Tuesday. It's all coming up right here, right now, on the Distorted View Show.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Yep, Tim Henson with you, back for the Tuesday podcast. You are checking out Distorted View Daily. If you're new, welcome to the program. Today, and most every Tuesday, we do something called Sextastic Tuesday, which is a simple bit where I try to find a ridiculous, bizarre, or gross sex story that was written in the hopes of getting you off. And it's not a Sextastic Tuesday story unless it misses the mark completely. There's a lot of bad erotica out there, and I won't stop until I've subjected you to it all. So today we've got a... Okay, we'll call it a story. This was sent to me by Marissa. She found it on the erotic story archive known as literotica.com. Now look, it's not a good piece of fiction. It had to have been written by a young man, a tween probably, because, you know, little kids go through different phases. When they're really small, they want to be a cowboy. And then when they get older, they're obsessed with astronauts and werewolves and shit like that. So that's kind of where this kid is at. I'm going to read you some comments left by people who read this story. The very succinct, what the fuck?
Sure.
Someone else responded, that shit was epic. Someone wrote, strange, and in this case, I don't think it worked out very well. And finally, someone took too many magic mushrooms and then tried to write, it's not a good thing. So not a lot of praise for this story, but I'll leave the final judgment up to you. Let's get into it right now, ladies and gentlemen. I give you Sextastic Tuesday.
It's Sextastic.
Werewolf fucked my girl. It was about 4 in the morning. I don't remember what the moon was like. I think it was normal. Anyways, the werewolf had me against the side of the hotel. He smelled like a paper bag. We're already learning so much about the author, aren't we? One, he doesn't waste time getting to the meat and potatoes of this bullshit. No explanation as to what the werewolf is, where he came from, nothing. The only real information we have about the werewolf is, he smells like a paper bag. A car pulled up to the hotel. It was Zoe, back from the bar. By the way she was walking, it was obvious she had a good night. She didn't notice me, or the werewolf, for that matter. I walked away from the werewolf. You just walk away from the werewolf? Why haven't you fled yet? I just casually walked away from the werewolf. Where are you going? He asked. To my room. Okay. The werewolf just looked at me. It knew what I was thinking. It knew that I wanted to fuck Zoe, and was hoping that she was drunk and in the mood. Is this guy friends with the werewolf? Is the werewolf going to be operating the video camera as this guy fucks Zoe? As I walked away, I could hear the werewolf chuckling. By the time I got up to my room, what happened to the werewolf? Zoe was already half undressed. She had strange She had strange breasts. They looked like lopsided Ziploc bags full of gunk. I loved them, and I loved giving them attention. They were precious like my grandmother's mashed potatoes, except firmer and sexier. The rest of her body was perfect. "Did you have a good night?" I asked. "Come to bed," she said in a soft voice. I took off my pants with an already erect penis and got into bed. Zoe held me close and kissed me with a fierceness that did not match the soft tone of her voice. She moved her head down to my crotch and placed her own crotch hovering above my face. It looked and smelled incredible. I attempted to lick her parts, but she stopped me. "Justin, don't." By the way, the author of this story, his name is Justin. So this is a true story, apparently. Or more likely than not, a sad, sick fantasy. "I wish I had a girlfriend who had tits like mashed potatoes." All right, yes, she continued to lie on top of me, occasionally kissing and touching part of my penis and testicles. So clinical. My penis and testicles. I attempted to lick her crotch again. "Justin, don't do that, I was confused. "What's going on?" I asked.
"I'm bonding."
I was still confused. Understandable. "With my dick?"
"Yeah, me and your dick and your balls are spending quality time, so just lie back and leave us alone."
All right, I wish the werewolf would rape this chick. She's kind of annoying. She's asking for it. Zoe continued kissing and cuddling with my private parts while I laid back and stared at her butthole. The smell was not completely good. It had a slight funk. I liked it. Eventually, Zoe stopped kissing and started sucking on my penis. Finally, let's get down to business here. I took this as my cue to start working on her clit. I grabbed her butt cheeks as if I was going to push my fingers through her flesh. As I came, I grabbed on even tighter and moved my tongue even faster. After I unloaded, she removed my penis from her mouth. "Fuck!" She let out a heavy moan, then slammed her fist into my leg. Again, I don't want to sound like a broken record, but the way I understood it, there was going to be some werewolf intercourse. As of right now, I'm a bit let down. All right, she turned to me and wiped a drop of semen from the side of her mouth.
"Do you want to go again?"
she asked. "Just give me a minute."
"I love you."
"I love you too," I said. After I regained my strength, I crawled on top of Zoe, slid myself in, and began to hump.
"Oh, shit, oh, God, I love you so much.
Oh, Bill, oh, Bill, oh, shit." I turned her on her side.
"Justin, oh, God, it's..."
I laid her down on her stomach with her overripe butt sticking in the air. I put my massive body on top of hers with the left side of my face against her right. I slid in again and started humping rapidly.
"Justin! Justin! Oh, shit! I love you so much!"
"Zoe, I love you! I love you! I love you!" I continued saying. "I love you!" over and over again until I reached orgasm. Then she was cold. You fucked her dead. We were cuddling, and she continued telling me that she loved me, but she was tired. I wasn't. After she turned away from me, I continued kissing her back.
"You're sweet," she told me.
I decided to walk outside and have a cigarette. As I walked down the hall to the back exit, I heard footsteps. It was the werewolf. The bastard didn't even look at me. He just entered my room where Zoe was sleeping. I sat on the bench outside of the hotel and imagined the werewolf on top of Zoe, filling her with 4 more inches than I could offer. Now, there's only one more paragraph to this story, and I have a feeling it's not going to tie up all of the loose ends. We'll see here. A tear rolled down the left side of my face, which I wiped off with my hand. I wiped the next tear off with the same hand. As I stood up, my towel dropped to my feet, leaving me nude. Another tear fell down my cheek, and again I wiped it off. Same hand. My hand was covered in tears. I wiped them onto my flaccid dick, lit another cigarette, thought about Zoe's private parts, and continued rubbing my dick with my tears. The end.
Why must I cry? Tell me why. cry. Why must I cry? 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 Why?
Because your girlfriend's getting nailed by a werewolf. That's why. Plus, those tears come in handy as lubricant for when you jack off. All right, and with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, and fucked up news right now. If you're not a member of the Sideshow, please consider signing up. It's our member site. Support the program. It's only $5 a month or $50 a year. You get a lot for it. You get full access to the entire archive of programs, well over 1,000 episodes, plus video casts. We also do bonus episodes. Got a bonus episode today, as a matter of fact. We do weekend shows, extended podcasts. You also get exclusive other shit like really old programs. Before it was a podcast, and, you know, all sorts of good stuff. Superfreaksideshow.com. Sign up now. Lifetime memberships are available for a couple more days, and then that's it. Three quick stories, then we'll get the hell out of here. Allison, this first one's for you.
I wish I had a father.
You might not wish that anymore after hearing this first story. As Georgia Brown breastfeeds her baby son, Monty, nothing could seem more normal or natural. At 8 months old, Monty thrives on his mother's milk, but someone else is also thriving on George's milk. Her father, Tim!
Come on, princess, daddy's hungry. Nom nom nom.
Yes, that's because Tim's battling cancer, so he says.
Strange, he hasn't yet been to a doctor. Did you know breast milk is nature's chemotherapy? That's what my dad says. As he's clamped onto my tit.
The only thing this guy is battling is an acute case of the hornies for his daughter. By the way, I was trying to find the actual name for an incest fetish, like pedophilia or something, and I couldn't figure it out. But what I did run across is a DearCupid.org question. I have an incest fetish. Can I get rid of it? Yeah, take in the sights and smells of your grandmother's naked body. That'll cure it real quick. His question goes a little deeper here. Incest porn really turns me on. I just feel weird for enjoying it. All right, first of all, I don't think people that are, like, into incest porn are necessarily into incest because they're getting off to other people's families. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think it's perfectly fine to watch other families fucking, but if you're gonna fuck your own family, that's disgusting.
Oh, okay, well...
Mom, do you have something you'd like to add to the topic of families fucking?
I don't want to do that.
Well, you don't have to be so quick to say it. I mean, you know, I'm not that hideous of a freak. You can at least, you know, contemplate it. Like, oh, well, you're a very good-looking boy. I just don't want to, have sex with you because I'm your mother.
No, I actually don't.
All right, all right. Those are just sound clips from my mom. You know, I have a what's that sound I played with my mother from that same conversation. I don't know if I ever played it on the show. I think I probably did, but in case you missed it, take a listen to this. This is the sound clip, and my mom has to try to guess what it is. It's the jagoo sound. You know. The women scissoring the bald guy's heads. What is that sound?
Oh my god. Well, it's a bunch of yelling. Or not. Well, it sounds like a haunted house. Like,
you think it's a haunted house
with people? Yeah. Okay. You know, like they do, woo, yeah.
Yes, it's a haunted house. Do you really want to know what that sound is?
Yeah, I do.
All right, hold on. That is the noise of a bald man getting his head crushed by a woman's thighs. Like, she's using her thighs. Her thighs are... some guy's head is between...
He's got his head between their thighs?
And she's squeezing him, and he can't breathe.
Oh, my God.
So you were close with the haunted house thing.
Yeah, see,
yeah,
I'm
very close.
I'm pretty good at this.
Alrighty, back to the story here. I don't even think I started it yet. Tim's battling cancer. He drinks his daughter's breast milk every day to boost his immune system. Can't he just drink a boost or something? Like those old ladies drink for calcium or maybe a Similac or whatever for babies? Good grief. Drinking his daughter's tit milk. After researching the idea on the internet, Georgia, 27, expresses her breast milk as often as she can for her father to drink. He has the milk on his bowl of cornflakes every morning. It's been his daily routine for the past 6 months, and Tim believes the milk has given him a boost. Tim, age 67, found out he had colon cancer and had a tumor removed, but despite the surgery, he was released in time to walk Georgia down the aisle. Georgia gave birth to Monty last July and began breastfeeding. A month later, she watched a TV documentary in which an American man believed his believed his prostate cancer had been helped because he drank breast milk. The man went to a milk bank. I didn't even know these things existed. It's like a sperm bank. They just hold gallons of breast milk, I guess. The man went into a milk bank for his supply of breast milk and drank it in a milkshake form, Georgia recalls. Where are these milk banks at? I started researching on the internet immediately and found separate studies in America and Scandinavia, both supporting the health benefits of breast milk to cancer survivors. I watched the documentary and thought it was a really mad idea if it was true. I started looking on the net and found research suggesting breast milk helps kill cancer cells. Those poor tits are working overtime. With the family's blessing, Georgia started expressing her milk for Tim straight away. She dropped the first batch around to her parents' home in a freezer bag, which her mom popped in the freezer. I thought he'd mix it into a milkshake like the man in the documentary, but when Mom defrosted it the next day, he simply poured it on his cornflakes with a splash of normal cow's milk. He said it didn't taste that much different to cow's milk, maybe just a bit sweeter if he didn't get the mix right, said Georgia. I know some people think it's shocking, but we don't think it's shocking at all. He thought it was funny. He was telling all of his friends about it. I bet he was. A month after starting the regimen, a scan of Tim's cancer showed a slight but distinct improvement. Although doctors can't say whether the breast milk helped, Georgia says he's brighter and has more energy. She promised to continue feeding Tim for as long as she can. So, there you go. Christ almighty. What do you think about that, Allison? Oh my god, we drove her back to the duster. All right, second story we have for you today. This one comes from Houston, Texas. A bank robber...
Like I'm walking on sunshine.
Those dusters kick in quick. A bank robber may have gotten away with the cash, but he might be wishing he hadn't. Last Thursday, a man walked into the Wachovia Bank in the 2700 block of Smith and reportedly told the teller he had a gun and ordered her to give him money. Fearing for her life, the teller gave the man some cash bundled with exploding dye packs in them. The suspect stuffed the money down his pants and ran out of the bank. You can pretty much guess what happened from there. Police arrested Daniel Duran a short time later after the dye packs exploded while still allegedly down his pants. Duran was taken to an area hospital with second-degree burns to his crotch. Singed pubes. The scent of heaven. All right. Yeah, Duran was taken to an area...
But I won't cry for yesterday.
That's a bad song.
Oh,
God. Killed him with my bus. Those of you who don't know the story, too painful for me to go into now. All right, Duran was taken to an area hospital with second-degree burns to his genital area. No weapons were found. Duran has been charged with robbery. So there you go. Final story we have for you today. Whenever I hear that song now, I think, like, it's an omen. Like, something horrible is going to happen to me. Never does. Just that one time when we killed a boy. All right, final story we have for you today. Death is funny. A 52-year-old woman who took a job as an exotic dancer to help make ends meet. All right, What strip club is going to hire a 52-year-old woman? Well, the story comes from the great state of Ohio. That answers your question. Yes, a 52-year-old woman who took a job as an exotic dancer, my mother, to help make ends meet, was attacked on her first day by a jealous coworker armed with a stiletto shoe. This all went down Friday night at Club. That's the name of the club. Club. What fucking generic is that? Come up with it. There's so many great strip club names. Even Ashtabula has some cool ones. The Rare Cherry, for instance. Although, judging by the caliber of women that this strip club is employing, I think a good name for it might be Stretch Marks. The S in Marks could be a Z. That'd be kind of catchy. The victim received multiple cuts to her face that were treated at a local hospital with 7 staples. She has refused to discuss the incident with detectives. Police said the victim needed extra money and got the job with the help of a friend. Friday was her first day, and as she walked into the basement dressing room, she was attacked by a coworker armed with the shoe. Quote, the other girls were upset she was there and said, "We don't need any more dancers around here," said Akron Police Lieutenant Rick Edwards. A dancer then took her high-heeled shoe and began striking the rookie stripper in the face. That's her moneymaker, if you don't count her pussy and tits. The victim was taken to the Akron General Medical Center, where nurses contacted police. From there, the victim left the emergency room before police arrived. Edwards said the dancer did not want to make a report. However, hospital officials are obligated under Ohio law to report the assault. The suspect is described only as a black female in her late 40s. Jesus Christ, I can't imagine this strip club gets a lot of traffic. Got a wide variety of 40 to 50-year-old strippers. They should just call that strip club Bunts, because I bet you there's a lot of them. Disgusting, sad pubic puffs they got going there. I would have suggested they name the strip club Cankles, but that's a registered trademark. And I'll sue your ass! I've got a very litigious lawyer. You may know him, Luscious Dupree, attorney at love. All right, that, my friends, is your distorted news for Tuesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, doing a couple voicemails here, checking in with my freaky deekies.
Hey, Tim, just heard about the masturbate-a-thon. I don't think you want to be part of that smell. I can't imagine what that would smell
bleachy.
Like. Pretty fucking horrible.
Yeah.
Anyway,
I hope it's. Yeah, it's. I'm assuming it's indoor. Oh.
Heads up. I don't know if you would take that in consideration.
Because it's not just the smell of cum. It's, you know, thousands of people's crotch stank and BO and ass crack sweat. It's not a good mixture.
Consideration. Blasting.
It's a potpourri of filth. All right.
Blasting and stinky balls. Not good.
Yeah.
Later. Thanks
yeah,
for
stinky
show.
Balls. It's not good. All right. Next up here.
Hey, man, your voice would just cut me off after like 30 seconds.
Oh, sorry.
Hey, I was just listening to, this is Clark. I was listening to an
Clark.
Older show like, wow. You know, like a week ago, kind of behind. And you were talking about, you had the story about the gay elephant at the zoo in Pakistan or Poland or whatever. And you had your gay elephant joke about he needed to find a elephant church. And I like.
Oh right, that joke. I wasn't sure if we were going to consider that technically a real joke or not.
Find a elephant church.
Comedy gold.
And, I like that joke actually, and I'm gonna use that joke in circulation now. It's actually one of the only jokes I've heard that I've actually cracked a smile on. So
no.
I thought that was kind of.
In
awesome.
The 4 years of Distorted View, that's what you laughed at.
On that.
Thank you.
And as far as like that,
it was like if a 4-year-old was constructing a joke.
Caller came in, called in, said she was a viewer. Well, you're the one that was playing the Ron Jeremy stinger, where he said, "This is Ron Jeremy."
I know that pisses me off. I don't remember who it was at this point, but someone. It might have been. Was it Virgin Sex Pet? I don't know. Someone went down to some sort of convention where Ron Jeremy was at and was kind enough to bring a tape recorder and ask Ron Jeremy to do like a little introduction for Distorted View. And, you know, Ron Jeremy fucks it up and says, "You're watching Distorted View." So, you know, if I ever do a video version of DV, I'm fucking set, man.
I am not a homo. Okay, stop calling me a homo. You're making me angry.
You're making me angry here. I hurt myself.
Hey, Tim, Sean here. I was just going to let you know, I do not use any lotions or any lubricants during masturbation. Mm-hmm. I guess you'd call me a dry master beta or master gooderbainer, a gooderbainer. I definitely prefer a wet put down. I don't know.
Isn't that a song in the 80s, Dry Masturbator?
Dry Masturbator.
Like a dried up crusty pussy, that doesn't sound very fun.
No.
Probably would lead to a lot of chafing, redness, and maybe some burning. So, wet pussy, dry hand, count me in. Mark me up on the board. All right.
Peace. All right.
Hey, Tim.
That's one for Dry Masturbator.
Hey, Tim. I just called to tell you that I had a weird day at work. I thought you would like to know what happened.
Maybe.
I'm a waitress, and...
Are you a Hooters girl?
There was this table with this old lady, and then this guy with Down syndrome. And this lady was all mad. So when I went to her table, I was like, what's wrong? And she said, well, you did not give my son the kind of milk that he ordered. He ordered, like, milk, just normal, white, boring milk. And he was totally fine with it. He was doing his little retard thing and putting napkins in it and being annoying. And then I asked what he wanted, and he was like, I want chocolate milk. So when I got him chocolate milk...
Your Downs impression is fantastic.
I want chocolate milk. And then he tipped it over. And I had to clean it up. And then, since I'm, like, not 21 yet, this guy wanted me to give him his beverage. He ordered, like, wine or something. I just let one of my coworkers give him the wine, and when I came back to take his food order, he was all like, bitch, where's my wine? And he had his wine.
And right.
I got, like, really angry when I got 25 cents as a tip.
Ugh.
Because I didn't give him his wine.
That is annoying. That would be like, that's like my father tipping someone.
I was giving his wine.
Leaving a dollar
he
or something.
He got his wine.
A $30, $40 bill.
But I got a quarter as a tip.
Because you didn't give him his wine, man. All right, next up.
Hey, Jim. This is Zach from Buffalo.
Really? It took a while for you to get your name out. This is, we'll go with Zach, okay?
From Buffalo.
Uh-huh.
First-time caller. I gotta say, your show's a little weird.
Really?
A friend of mine at work turned me on to it. It's pretty good, though.
Oh, thanks.
I heard some caller calling in the other day about circumcised penises. Wondering what the deal with that is. But also, I've got...
I'm not going to recap the whole week's worth of shows for you.
Bifurcated.
Just go back a couple days and listen to it. Penis. I don't even remember what it was about.
And I was wondering what your listeners thought about that. So,
about what? Oh, shit.
Bifurcated penis.
What?
Wondering what the deal with that is. But also, I've got a bifurcated penis. And
what
I was wondering what your listeners thought about that. So... Let me know.
I'm going to have to look that one up.
Put down the middle. The urethra is
picks, please.
The
okay, thanks.
Left side. But if your listeners have any questions.
Yeah, I would like to know what the hell you're talking about. So this guy has a bifocal penis or something. I don't know. I'll have to look that one up.
Hey, my wife won't stop nagging me, man.
No, put the potatoes away.
She's just talking about the trash.
Oh, yeah. Take the trash out of you.
Give it a stone.
Drunk listeners. Love you guys.
Hey, this is Mike. I hope you enjoyed those condoms we sent you. Just remember, don't be a careless fairy. Later, fag.
Okay. I haven't... checked my P.O. box recently, but now I know what's in there. I hope they're not used. I hope they're not used. I hope they're not used.
Cuckoo, Tim, just calling in. It's really late, and I remember a story, but first off, the voicemail doesn't sound any different. It just sounds exactly the same, you high-pitched little boy.
What?
And secondly, I have a really in my art class who Ooh. Won't stop talking to me, and I need your help. What do I do? He just constantly starts talking to me, and I don't even talk to him. Like, oh, how was your weekend? What did you do over spring break?
Aww. I think he likes you. Don't let him pet your hair. He'll kill you. He's being nice to you because he thinks you're a fluffy rabbit. No, I have no idea. Freaks, what? Do you have any suggestions for her? Maybe some helpful hints to keep this retard from talking to her? Maybe you could voicemail in with your suggestions. And finally today...
Jagoo Tim Henson, this is the psychic furry calling in. Oh, I'm nice. Calling to tell you how much I appreciate you putting your show on iTunes. It really passes the time at work. I listen to it all night since I'm a security guard.
Uh-huh.
And as you can tell by my name, yes, I am a furry. I am a furry psychic security guard. You believe that? Jagoo Tim Henson, and you make my dick get hard.
Oh, very nice. Another furry checking in. That is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-666-OH-GOD. Is it no God?
I wish I had a father.
Vote for us a podcast alley. If you haven't voted in the month of April, do so right now. Get Distorted View in the top 10. Subscribe via iTunes. Better yet, subscribe to The Sideshow because I got a bonus episode for you guys today. Otherwise, we'll see you back tomorrow for the big Wednesday show. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody.
All right, the derriere tool is made to be inserted into the anal canal. Simply take the tool and insert it into the anal canal, put it up near the handle, make one turn, then make another half turn, and pull straight back. Pull out about 10 inches of membrane, and then simply cut it off.